Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's find out what's happening with your San Diego Padres.
That's a fair ball. Call fair over the bag at first base.
It's time to go inside the clubhouse on Friar Friday, right here on Gwynn and Chris, on your home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
It is Friar Fridays, and we are very happy to be joined here on Gwynn and Chris by Padre left-hander Matt Strom. Padres, Petco Park, getting set to take on the Miami Marlins this evening. Matt, how are you doing? How's everything? I'm sure you're glad to be back in San Diego.
Yes, very happy to be back. It's a great feeling every time we come back here, so excited.
Even after a trip to the Big Apple, it's still like, no, let me get back to San Diego.
Big Apple's a little too fast for me, so you know, I'd rather just walk the chill streets of San Diego here downtown.
Matt, I want to talk to you a little bit about your start so far. I mean, early in the season, you had your first start as a starter.
Yep.
And you struggled that first start.
Yep.
But since then, man, you've been lights out. What changed from that first start to, I guess, really the second and beyond?
Yeah, you know, that first start, kind of sat here opening weekend, and I had 4 days to think about it, and I tried to do all my work, tried to think. I just overthought it way too much, and I talked with Balls immediately after that outing, and I was like, dude, I just need to go back to my reliever ways of this guy right now, attack him here, who cares about the second, third time through the lineup, I need the out now kind of mentality, and, you know, just kind of flipped that switch and gone on from there.
It's worked out great. I mean, I think you've been pitching as well as anybody in the rotation. Your confidence level has to be sky high right about now. You're feeling very good about all your pitches and feeling comfortable out there, yes?
Yeah, no, you know, I don't try to, I don't know, I try to stay as level-headed as possible. Don't get too high on the ups and don't get too low on the downs. You know, again, just one pitch, one batter at a time, and that's how I continue to go about it.
You mentioned having to revert back to your reliever mentality.
Yeah.
Expand on that a little bit. What exactly does that mean?
You know, as a reliever, you know, you're coming out of the pen in a situation where it's now or never kind of thing. You know, you don't have the second time through the lineup to set somebody up. You're not going to bait somebody on certain pitches. I just, again, I want to get you out as quick as possible. We got a great defense here. We got gold all over the infield. I want you to swing before three pitches. You know, the lower my pitch count, the further
right.
I can go,
yeah.
And the longer I can save that bullpen we got out there. And they're great. And they're, you know, the fresher we keep them, the more fun we're gonna have throughout the year.
Do you feel like as a group of starting pitchers, you guys have some limitations in terms of the pitch counts and the things of this nature? I mean, every guy probably wants to go 9 innings. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And you guys don't really get that chance very often, at least not at this young point in your career.
Yeah, so, you know, all of us are competitors. We all kind of got sat down in spring training, and we're kind of given the layout right there that there are going to be restrictions on y'all this year, and that's just the way it's going to be. So I think all of us have done a great job of just accepting that, especially as competitors. I mean, you want to win, but you may not understand it in the sixth inning when you're taken out. But you got to look at the big picture of this team, this organization, and the years to come. So, again, you're going to see some guys frustrated, but we've all accepted it. We understand what they're doing, and we just got to trust them.
What is managing, I guess, your expectations like with all of that in mind, knowing that it's probably going to be some type of innings limitations to you?
Yep.
How do you manage your own expectations, and how do you work about actually, you know, getting better in those areas that, you know, they're trying to be cautious about?
Right. So, like you say, they're trying to be cautious, and all I'm trying to do every time out is to show them there's no reason to be cautious.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I want to go out there and throw 6, 7, 8 innings and then them look and see, okay, he's fresh 5 days later. You know, right now we're kind of on that six-day rotation type thing. But, you know, each one of us want to show that we can do a 5-day rotation. We can do that. And all we can do, I mean, you can pout all you want. That ain't going to get you anywhere. So all we can do is just go out and just show them that we're able and we're capable of all this stuff. And you know, just hopefully we switch their mind.
It's working out great lately for Matt Strom, joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline on Friar Fridays. It's real quick. I want to go back to you said being in the Big Apple, being in pretty fast there. Yeah. I want people to understand this is a young man from not Fargo, North Dakota,
right,
but West Fargo, North Dakota.
Don't get that wrong.
No, I wouldn't dare. Tell me about how a kid grows up in West Fargo, North Dakota, where it's probably snowing, at least in my mind, 10 months out of the year, and makes it all the way to the major leagues. That's a heck of a move.
Yeah, no, it was 98 degrees there yesterday, Mom sent me. They were sweating, so it's one extreme to the next. But, you know, it's something I've always wanted to do. Ever since I can remember, I've always wanted to play professional baseball. And I was very fortunate. I had two parents that they believed in me as much as I believed in myself, and I've never had a plan B. I left high school, went to a junior college. My main concern class-wise there was what made me eligible to play ball in the spring. Guidance counselor at the time didn't really like that too much, but I told her I'd figure it out. I told her I'd figure out plan B when plan A was over, and you know, just continuing to play baseball. You know, my parents did everything possible for both my brother and I to have this opportunity. So
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you've been betting on yourself this whole time, so it makes a lot of sense. That's what got you here, right?
There's no room for plan B in the back of my head right now. It's filled with plan A.
I want to hit you up a little bit because I'm down here often. I'm here early, so I get a chance to watch you guys take BP.
Yeah.
And it is very unusual to see a guy come from the American League and be able to handle the bat like you. I mean, right now it looks like you might be the best of the starting five out there. Yeah. Where does the presence with the bat come from?
You know, I've always in high school I could swing it a little bit, but again, playing in North Dakota, you never really see pitching. I mean, we maybe had one guy throughout the state that was blowing guys up with velocity, and I talk blowing guys up, you're blowing guys up with 86 in North Dakota. So you know, it wasn't you're not getting anything. Actually, you remember Ballinger from spring training? He was a North Dakota kid when I was playing high school, and he was a lefty throwing 90 at the time, and we were all
oh my gosh
scared. It was like I don't want to get in the box against this dude. So, you know, I've always been able to swing it, and I told my junior college coach his biggest regret would be not letting me swing it in college once I got traded here. I told him I was going to prove that to him. So
you're doing,
got
you're doing a
chip
good
on
job
my shoulder
of it.
To prove to him. So, you know, just, a lot of BP with my dad growing up. So,
well, there it is. Life's lessons from Matt Strong. Go with plan A. Stick with plan A.
Yes.
Until you achieve plan A.
Exactly.
And just to finish up, tell us a little bit about the day that you got a call or got the word from a scout that, you know what, plan A is working. We want to bring you into professional baseball.
Okay, so from when I got drafted or when I got called up?
But a little of both,
Okay, when I got drafted, it was actually, we were sitting down in the basement. I was playing video games with my brother, and we kind of had the draft playing on the background just because, I mean, you know, the late rounds
are all
within a minute. You know,
right.
I'm not a top-round pick here, so the 21st round, everything kind of happened real quick. I just remember playing video games and heard my name, didn't know if I heard my name, and I was like, wait a sec, I haven't got a phone call, maybe. And then like 3 minutes later, I got a phone call from the scout, Matt Price of Kansas City, that they had drafted me, and he'd fly out and we'd talk the next day. So that all got taken care of then, but my call-up was kind of weird. I got called up to AAA the night before. We were on the road. The clubby drove me back to our AA home place, which was 2 hours away where we were playing. And right when I got to the field, I got a call from the AA manager telling me I can't go to AAA right now. I got to stay in the clubhouse, and he'll call me back. This was at 10 in the morning. He told me to call me back. And I'm like, all right.
Something's wrong.
So I sat, and the trade deadline was right there, too. It was like July 28th. And so I was calling, and the Royals were in it, but not in it kind of thing.
Right.
Kind of going for it. And I just called my agent. He heard nothing. And he's like, just sit still. So I chilled there, and next thing I know, it's noon. Then it's 3 o'clock, then it's 5 o'clock, then it's 7 o'clock, the double A game starts, and I'm like, well, I'm not getting a phone call.
Right.
So I'm sitting in double A locker room all by myself, and game finishes up, and I get a call from our double A manager, and he says, hey, there's a plane taking you to Arlington. I wish I could tell you're going to debut, but he's like, we have no clue yet. You're just going to kind of be on taxi squad. We'll figure it out when you get there. So flew in the next day. I called my parents. It was a noon game in Texas. I left Springdale, Arkansas.
Probably like 120 degrees.
Yeah, it was hot. And so obviously, getting the news late at night, called my parents. Game was in like 14 hours. They weren't going to be able to make it there, so they just jumped on a plane to head to Tampa because it was getaway day in Texas for the team. Wow. And then, you know, I get to Texas, still don't know if I'm going to play. Finally, the news of the player that we were waiting comes back, and about an hour and 10 minutes before game time, I was told I was going to make my major league debut. And then I went out in the bullpen, seventh inning stretch, came into, got about halfway from center field to the mound, and they started God Bless America, so I had to stop right there. And then,
that's nice of you to do.
The rest of it was kind of a blur. I faced two hitters, and then that was it. So,
wow. What a story.
That is a story.
All right, I got a plan B for you, just in case. I think you can write a travel guide about all the little tiny cities that you've been in.
Yeah.
Fargo, Springfield, Arkansas.
Right. Springdale.
Springdale.
Yeah. Well, Springfield, Missouri, and then Springdale, Arkansas. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You probably been a wall. Something like that. But hopefully, we won't have to worry about that for a decade or so. Just
for
keep
sure.
doing what you're doing right now. It's working great. So fun having you on the program, and continued best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.